Let's turn in our Bibles this evening to Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1, and we'll begin reading there in verse number 12. Actually, we just want to read one verse. Philippians chapter number 1, we'll read verse number 12. Notice what Paul said here. But I would ye should understand. All right, so Paul wants us to understand this thing he's about to say. Brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Notice there verse number 12, what Paul says. This is what he wants us to understand, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto what? Unto the furtherance of the gospel. You see, the Apostle Paul realized that the things that happened to him, some of them, were as a direct consequence of the furtherance of the gospel. In Romans 8:28, you don't have to turn there, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Sometimes we come to church on a Wednesday night specifically because it's mostly about prayer. And we go through some things in life, and sometimes the first question that we ask ourselves is, why? Other times we ask ourselves, why me? I think those are valid questions to ask God. But I want you to notice what Paul said, the things that happened unto me were for the express purpose unto the furtherance of the gospel. And I don't know how many of us here tonight have actually gone through something and have stopped and thought about, is it possible that the things that are happening to me for the furtherance of the gospel? Now you might say, well, does it really have to happen? Well, God chooses to use anyone and anything for the furtherance of the gospel. Now, we may not like it, because some of the things that we may go through may be not necessarily good things, but as we're going to see here tonight, some of these things that happened to Paul were for the furtherance of the gospel, and he was okay with that. And I think it's a learning lesson for us that sometimes we will go through some things. We don't necessarily know what God is doing, but nonetheless, God is glorified. So I want you to notice this. The first thing that we see here, the things that happened to Paul that further the gospel, one of those things is found there in verse number 13. Notice, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. Paul was in prison, he was in and out of jail because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of those places, he ends up in Rome, he ends up in Caesar's palace, and What do you suppose Paul was doing while he was in jail? He's preaching. I don't think he was just sitting around not doing anything, saying, woe is me. He was in jail, and he had, in some instances, centurion soldiers that were there. Paul was preaching the gospel to them. They saw maybe what he was doing, maybe writing some of those epistles, some of those prison epistles. Maybe they were asking him, what do you have there? And it was always a testimony for Paul to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your place here, but look at Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 22. Paul's fixing to close this letter to the church in Philippi, and he says this, all the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of what? Of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I would think that Paul led some of those men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if not, he created such a bond where he was a witness and those people actually said, I'm a Christian too. And you see, so we see there the first thing, one of the things that furthered the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was Paul's imprisonment. Did Paul want to be in jail? I don't think so. But when he realized, maybe the reason why I'm here is because the furtherance of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said, it's okay. It's all right. Notice, not only that, look at verse number 13 again, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace. We saw that. But then notice this, in all other places. Well, what other places do you suppose Paul was preaching the gospel where people got saved? You remember that instance when Paul spoke to the Philippian jailer? Same thing. Paul is in prison. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out a sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Paul is in jail. And here the Spirit of God orchestrates all this so that it puts Paul in a place where the Philippian jailer goes running over there, and Paul is able to witness to the jailer at that very precise moment. Paul said that the things that happened unto him were fallen rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. I would think that was the case, not only for the Roman soldiers in Caesar's palace, but for the Philippian jailer that got saved. But notice verse number 14, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Paul's imprisonment also led other Christians to be bold and to speak the word, waxing more confident. They knew, hey, if Paul's in prison, if we go to prison, we can do it too. We can endure the things because Paul is in prison and we've read, look at what he's doing. 1 Thessalonians 2:2, you don't have to turn there, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. So while he's in prison, the other Christians that are out in the world are more confident. You know what? maybe it's not so bad that they take us to jail for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be like Paul, continue to preach the gospel and to tell others about him. It was an encouragement to speak boldly. Not only that, these things that happened to Paul were a furtherance of the gospel, but I want you to notice there in verse number 20, Paul's conversion was a furtherance to the gospel also. Notice, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Now Paul had the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before he didn't. You know, he was on the road to Damascus and the Lord stopped him there. And he blinded him. And he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ and he said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And Paul was converted at that time. And Paul's conversion, even today, is leading to the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Notice verse number 20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. You see, before Paul was a blasphemer, he was a persecutor, he was injurious. Other Christians were terrified of Paul. Paul was on the losing team, but now he was where? On the winning team. And you can imagine other Christians are saying, you know, Paul, the one that used to persecute Christians, the one we used to have to hide from, now he's on our side. We've heard he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's with us. Well, notice there in verse number 20, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Now that they saw Paul was a Christian and he wasn't ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? Other Christians weren't ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it just wasn't for that time. Listen, I read the story of the Apostle Paul today, and it helps me not to be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Paul's conversion, even today, has fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. It helps us not to be ashamed. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Notice there not only that I shall not be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, I shall magnify, that Christ shall be magnified in my body. Same thing. Sometimes I don't feel as bold as I should be for the Lord Jesus Christ. But then I read the story of Paul, and you know what it does to me? It gives me boldness to go and to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. To stand up and that they can see and know that my testimony is not because of me, but it's because of Christ in me. It gives me the boldness to stand up for what's right. You see, Paul did it, and we can do it too. Not only that, notice verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know another thing that happened as a consequence of Paul's conversion? When Paul was converted, he was all in. Paul wasn't straddling the fence, as many of us are. He was fully committed. The Bible says, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Paul, being fully committed, encourages me to be that person that can also further the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, you know what? I can be just a little bit more committed, just like Paul. And because of that testimony, we too can further the gospel. And then lastly, I want you to notice this. Not only did Paul's imprisonment further the gospel and Paul's conversion furthered the gospel, not only then, but it's still furthering the gospel today. But even Paul's sufferings further the gospel. Look at verse number 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given on the behalf of Christ, notice, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. How much have we suffered here for the sake of Christ in the U.S.? Honestly, not so much. Not me. Maybe you, but not me. I haven't really suffered much for Christ. I say that to my shame. And do I say, well, maybe if I... Oh, you get it. Okay? There's other countries where it is a reality more than it is here. It was a reality certainly for Paul. His suffering was unto the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there may be a time here in the U.S. where we too might have to suffer for Christ. It may be happening for you right now where you're suffering. It's possible. I've heard of stories of people that, families that don't want anything to do with a person because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they've shunned them out of their lives. Those people are suffering. Is that what they want? No, but that's the reality. Well, they can too be encouraged with this. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 and we'll be done. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. Look at verse number 23. How much did Paul really suffer for the sake of the gospel? Well, he went through a lot. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. Look at verse number 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. And just in those two verses, it's already incredible what he's been through. Verse 25, thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. You think Paul suffered? I think he suffered for the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes we're going to suffer for the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we might think, man, I don't want to go through this. Or should I go through this? Or why me, Lord? Hopefully the next time we see something like that in our own lives, is it possible that God's trying to further the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? I heard a story one time of a wreck that happened, and this mother lost her 2 teenage daughters. You would think that's a sad situation, and it is. He says, I never wanted to go through that. When they went to that funeral, it was packed. I mean, packed. They couldn't even fill the place that they were at. They preached the gospel and people were getting saved left and right. Not only there, but even in the months after that. And you might think of that mother that says, why? I don't want that to happen to me either. But there was a furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why does God do that? I don't know. But we know in this case, it was for the furtherance of the Lord Jesus Christ. So maybe the next time that we go through something, whether it's something small or whether it's something great, maybe God wants the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to be furthered, and he's using a situation so that he can do that. You see, Paul's a great example to follow, and Paul wanted to share the gospel with everyone, everywhere, no matter the situation. Even him being in jail, even him being in prison, even him going through all the things that he went through. One day he wrote that and he said, some of these things that happened to me were for the furtherance of the gospel. And we want to have that same attitude. However the Lord wants to do that in our own lives. The truth is that it just wasn't written for Paul. It was written so that we could read that too. And we might be the ones. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for the things that we saw here tonight. Lord, certainly we don't want to go through anything bad. But even as I say that, I think it's kind of selfish. Lord, certainly we don't. Lord, Paul went through a lot. That we do know. That's the example. Paul went through a lot. And ultimately, what he concluded in some of those things was that it was for the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. Lord, help us not to be so selfish to think that sometimes the things that are happening to us have nothing to do with spiritual matters. Really, we get so focused on the physical that we forget that you're trying to do something all the time. Help us to realize those things and to be encouraged by them. For we ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.